Bravo.
Lima Echo Oscar. Sorry for the late reply here. I was on the wrong repeater. I think I copied. This is Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Quebec Mike. How are you doing this afternoon?
Whiskey, Quebec Mike. This is KO4LAO. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I think I keyed up the first time when you were on there. I keyed up the first time over on Mount Mitchell, and then I realized, and I stated again on this repeater. People are probably wondering what I was doing on Mount Mitchell because I was just talking to myself there. Well, I'm doing good this afternoon. We just put up a little Christmas projector here, which I get to turn on in a few hours and see how it looks.
My name is Jim. I'm over in Traveler's Rest. How about you?
Christian, I'm over in Spartanburg County, South Carolina. I'm near the northern part of Spartanburg, right next to Lake Bowen here.
I'm over by the Walmart in Traveler's Rest, if you know where that is.
I believe Traveler's Rest is in Greenville County, but I've never been over in that area.
Yeah, I'm headed over to do a little handiwork on a project I've got going, so I'm on the road. Sounds like you're getting ready for Christmas this afternoon.
I got the Christmas lights all up yesterday. Well, just because I'm curious, do you know what that Walmart runs on their radios? Usually it's MERS, but you know if it's up on Radio Reference? I upload every store that I find. I upload their stuff on Radio Reference.
Up a bit for me here. Give me just a second and I'll get to a better place, but and ask me that question again. Just give me a second here.
Am I copyable at this location?
Okay, Quebec Mike, how's my signal now?
Your audio's sounding good into the repeater. You must be running somewhere around 50 watts or somewhere like something like that on a mobile. I'm on my base station here. It's mounted to my desk. How do I sound to you?
Doing real good right now. 5'9 at least. I was just down in a hole there driving.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, I was just asking if you know what that Walmart store runs there. Usually they use MERS, but, you know, I actually upload any store that I find, I upload them to Radio Reference.
Yep. I've never heard of that before, over.
Oh, is that a Roger? Radio Reference, basically, they have everything. You know, they have the 800 megahertz systems, they've got, you know, businesses. They've got trunk systems, they've got amateur repeaters and all that other stuff there. Radio Reference is kind of the one-stop-for-everything kind of application. But, I mean, it's kind of a volunteer work. I believe I've got Food Lion in Inman, South Carolina uploaded, Costco in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, and Walmart in Boiling Springs. But I was saying, usually Walmart uses MERS. But do you maybe have it saved on your radio?
Over. Negative, over.
Roger. Well, if you've got MERS programmed, I mean, you could just scan through there and just, you know, listen to them. They don't talk about much, you know. There's little blue buttons that are by Motorola Solutions. They just kind of transmit out, and they basically say that they need customer assistance over here, basically. That's all those little blue buttons do. The Walmart I usually go to is over in Boiling Springs, and they run Carrier Squelch on the blue dot frequency. So, funny enough, the blue dot frequency. Now, I don't know about all the other stores. I know some of them are a bit different.
Well, that must be their commercial frequencies, over.
It's just, they basically needed a service where they could get slightly more secure communication, but they also didn't want to pay for a license. You know, Target, they've got the 467 megahertz business radios. They usually use Motorola CLS radios. As you can tell, I'm more into the general communication and amateur radio. I like to listen in on everything. But, you know, Walmart, they've got another radio that's just a sorry about that, a MERS radio, and they run 2 watts out of their little HTs, and they just wanted, you know, they can't use FRS because, you know, everybody's got FRS walkie-talkies, so they popped on over to the VHF side on MERS, and it's a bit more secure.
Mike Echo Romeo Sierra, Mike Echo Romeo Sierra MERS, over.
Negative. It's Mike Uniform Romeo Sierra. Multi-use radio system. It's completely open. It's a public service by the FCC. But Walmart does it because they don't have to pay for a license. You know, Target and Food Lion and Costco, they pay for their own frequency. Well, Costco, I believe, uses Business Channel 8, but, you know, some different stores, they pay for a license, but Walmart wanted to not have to pay for the radios, so they just picked MERS service, which is a bit more secure than FRS, and I'd even go as far as saying that MERS is even more secure than business frequencies, simply because nobody besides Walmart really has MERS radios.
KI4LZI.
Because you need to have, you know, either an amateur radio or a MERS radio to use it. But Walmart, you know, they're trained, they're told, you know, I was told by N4RBK, you know, they're told during the training process that you don't own this frequency, it's not ours, it's the public's, you know, use it sparingly. But I've heard the Walmart Bowling Springs, I've heard them say plenty of cuss words on the radio, and they just act like, you know, nobody else can hear it. I actually got asked one time when I was just walking through the store, they asked me to give them the radio back, and I said, what radio? This is my radio. It's an amateur radio. And then they came up next to me, they keyed up the radio, and they were just like, radio check, and they were like, yeah, hand it over. I'm like, no, it's an amateur radio. They had me pulled out of my pocket to prove that it wasn't a Motorola RMB, whatever it is. So, but even if it was, you know, it's mine. But they just presumed because, you know, I'm 14, so they just presume I'm a kid who stole the radio.
Good, Doug. Let me back off. I have to sometimes when I get excited about this, but one of my mentors, WR4XM, he worked for Walmart for many years, and he done like you. He was using his own personal radio for amateur radio and had that in it. And overall, you're okay, but if there's something you don't want everybody to know, I would treat it like I would right here, you know. And that's how I found out about amateur radios from a scanner. And all these analog FM frequencies, whether it's MERS, GMRS, FRS, any analog scanner will pick them up. There's some of them around here, with the help of man doing my own listening, I can tell you what MERS frequency they're using. Because I've been there just, you know, with a scanner at home. But don't take it for granted that it's completely secure. Overall, it is. But don't say anything on there that you don't want personally everybody to know about, even with company business, because you might be surprised at some point in time who might have heard it. Good station, go ahead. I just heard y'all talking about that, and I'm somewhat familiar.
Lima Echo Oscar, are you still on frequency? This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike.
Quebec Mike, yeah, KO4LEO, and good afternoon, Andy. Sorry, guys, but I'm in a bad spot in a traffic light here right under a power line, so I'm not hearing you too well. Over.
You're still coming in the repeater quite nicely, so you must have a nice little setup there. 73CU, this is Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike. The other station there, Walmart, pretty much any store, I mean, I hate to say it, but those people who, you know, run around with the walkie-talkies, they don't know any better than every other grandpa, grandma named Joe and Sandy. You know, they've got no clue what they're doing with the radios. They just think, they just act like sometimes it's a secure connection, but it's, I mean, you know, clearly we know it's not. But a store, an example of a store that is, would be Home Depot. They don't use RF. Well, in a sense they do, but it's over on the 2.4 gigahertz band, and it's not narrow FM. It's they basically have a radios that transmit DMR on 2.4 gigahertz and some sort of repeater system that picks that up in the middle of the store and rebroadcasts it out like a digipeater. It's really weird, but they told me they couldn't use narrow FM and they couldn't run it through the internet either because they didn't want people to find a way to get into it. So they run everything through DMR on 2.4 gigahertz. I've never, ever heard of that happening before, but apparently that's what they've done.
For LZI, some people are starting to get enlightened that they're not what they think. I know there's an Ace Hardware out here at Pickens that uses 464-5500, one of those MERS frequencies out there. And most people have no clue at all that, and just from some, I've heard at the Pickens Walmart, that these frequencies, under the right conditions, can be listened to. Like I said, that's how I found out about this hobby, with a scanner many, many years ago.
Mine was a paperclip into a TV antenna slot, so I picked up one of the local stations here on the 75 ohm paperclip. And, you know, after that I got weather radios and then eventually amateur radio after I learned about Skywarn and all that other junk. But I used to not carry my radio around. I mean, I've had a Baofeng since before I was licensed, you know, like most people do. But, you know, I've had my Baofeng for probably 2 or 3 years now. I've actually never transmitted on it. I still haven't transmitted on it because it's, now I have other radios that are slightly more powerful. So I've never even transmitted on this radio here. You know, I like to use it, just listen to stuff sometimes, and, you know, Walmart, I picked it up off of, MERS. I was scanning through all my different channels, and, eventually it came around Blue Dot, and I heard customer assistance, and I was like, oh, that's Walmart. You know, I thought they would be on the business channels, but nope, sure enough, they come out on the Blue Dot frequency, so... Yeah, they just act like it's secure. They act like they have a right to security, even though it's a completely open analog frequencies.
For LZI5ID, just to tell you about some others. Now, this is one I'm going to talk about, 150-160-250, which is one of those licenses. It's not MERS, but it's one of those red dot, blue dot frequencies. When they was putting up this internet for Blue Ridge Electric up through here, some of their people was using that. Well, some years back, prior to that, I heard some bear hunters around here using that, training their dogs. So, you and I know better, but there's a lot of people that's going to be ignorant careful on those frequencies, open frequencies. Like if you don't want someone to know about nothing at all, you better not say it over those frequencies, because you might be surprised at who might possibly hear it.
I was scanning through one day here at the house, and I picked up road construction, I believe, on FRS-5. They were just on there, and they were telling people, you know, let them through. Now, I never saw what radio they used, but I believe it was construction over here for the trees that come down on the road. So they were just telling people when to let some people through. But they probably had some specialty tone on there, because I couldn't get through to them on my Midland X-Talker. I wasn't using the amateur radios for it. I was using one of those FRS radios.
Most of those, like those MERS, 154, 600, 154, 570, and a lot of those, as you say, red dot, blue dots, is for anybody to hear. Anybody to hear. And as you were saying earlier about tone squelch, this repeater here has that. It's up to you if you want to use it. If you don't use it, you can hear anything and anybody.
Yeah, they've got tone here, which is bad. I mean, because I can imagine a situation where someone might have one of your Blue Dot radios, you know, tuned in on Blue Dot, you know, MERS, and they might say something along the lines of, you know, Code Blue or something. You might not hear Walmart try to come back to you because you've got a tone. So you'll get into them, but as they try to contact you back or anything like that, you know, you won't be able to hear them because you've got a tone. So, yeah, I believe there's quite a few situations can come about from that. You know, they could accidentally evacuate the entire store. That's just something I saw over on Radio Reference Forum. Some people were talking about it. It is a possibility, though. You might be running a tone and they're not, so kind of a possibility there.
W4LZ, well, what I didn't already know about it, W4XM explained to me while he was working at the Traveler Rest Walmart, and you can't take anything in granted for privacy on there, not anything at all. Just like I was saying about that other frequency, that 151, 62, 50, it's not a MERS, but it's still one of those red dot, blue dot frequencies. It's open there to hear whoever's using it. And you don't know who. Like I said, one time bear hunters practiced one of the dogs, and another time when they're putting this up over here upstate fiber up, some of their people using it. So it's open for anybody to use. So you know, anybody that better be wise, not that everybody is, but if you are, you better be careful, because you don't know who might hear it.
Roger, roger. It's going to get pretty bad here fairly soon for us amateurs. You know, over on social media, you know, that I don't know if you've heard about TikTok. It's the little social media and all that other junk. People are starting to sell the Baofengs, you know, the $15 amateur radios, and they're telling people that they don't require a license and they're quote-unquote walkie-talkies. And so, you know, last time I checked, I believe there was about 23,000 units sold on the social media, at least one of the apps. There was about, well, I don't remember, I think about 20,000 that were sold. And, you know, those are the two packs, too. So you already know they're giving their kids one of those radios. And God knows what, they've probably got the thing tuned on to 144. Most of the idiots who use these radios, excuse my language, most of those people who use these radios, I mean, they've got absolutely zero clue what the different band plans are. So because people told them they were license-free, they just kind of type in a frequency, or they use the default frequency that's already on the radios, which I believe is 136, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know, somewhere around there. So it's going to get pretty bad here. And, you know, I've already seen a bunch of videos where people were like, well, I programmed in the radio and someone told me I needed a license. Yeah, probably because you do need a license.
K-I-4-L-Z-I-V-I-D. I wish A-R-R-L would get off the duff and get cracking about checking out some of this stuff. I know up here where I 21st of November, running all over here with the dogs chasing after bears. But so this day and time on Analog FM, you better not take it for granted that you're secure, because I wouldn't advise it. And you was talking about DMR over here, Oconee County Sheriff's Department over here, they use DMR. Well, we amateurs are supposed to be better than that, but the one DMR radio I got, he was given to me by someone else. Well, he had those frequencies programmed into this TYT DMR radio that I had. So, you don't dare, I wouldn't be wise for anybody to assume anything is private. And that other station that was in there, go ahead and pick it up. I'm going to have to jump back out for the time being. I heard y'all talking about that, and that's how I found out about Hobby through such matters as that. So, KI4LZI, if you can take it, because I got to go for the moment.
KI4LZI, roger, roger. 73 is QSL. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike. Yeah, I hope you have a good one there, and I'll be clear and monitoring. I hope you have a great day. KQ4WQM, I'll be clear and monitoring.